Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning.
Welcome to the show. We start the show with something called Chris's question, I guess.
And you're Chris and you ask the question.
That's me. I have a question. So I was at in a mall food court.
Okay.
On the weekend. And we were waiting to get my son some New York fries.
I love New York fries.
Yeah, it's been so long.
Yeah, they changed their containers, though. They ruined
it. What do you mean?
It.
They're not round anymore?
No, they come in a box, like a weird foldy, you know, the fold boxes now? I miss the cup.
I love the round container.
Yeah, the big round cup. And then when you're driving, you just slap it in the drink holder there. Okay. And you had that was the best. Yeah. But
I must have ordered the larger size. Mine never fit.
So we're standing there waiting, and there's a young family with a couple kids sitting there eating, and one of the kids, toddler-ish age, was drawing, and then just started eating one of the crayons, and it took the parents a few seconds to catch, and then they obviously took it out of its mouth and whatever.
Don't eat crayons.
Yeah, but got me thinking.
Uh-huh.
You had to eat one of the, like a basic Crayola crayon. Like which flavor do you, like which color do you think
they
taste?
They don't come in flavors.
I'm just, play along. I know they don't come in flavors.
They probably don't come in flavors on purpose so kids don't eat them.
Exactly. But if they did.
Orange.
Orange?
Yeah.
Either blue or red.
Like a cherry or a blueberry? Is that what you imagine?
Yeah.
Cherry.
Yeah. One of those blue raspberry flavors.
Well, black probably tastes like black licorice.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Brown might be chocolate. I mean, that might not be terrible.
Could be.
Terrible. Purple. What's purple?
Grape.
Grape.
Oh, right. Yeah, grape. I forgot about grape. I like grape. I'll go with purple.
But green could be like apple or lime, you know.
You never know what green candy type things. That's
it could
why
be
it's
mint,
always,
too.
Yeah. It could be mint. Oh, yeah. That would be.
Is that not the worst when you would get the Christmas jube things covered in sugar and then all of a sudden you bite into one? They made the green mint.
Yeah. That would upset me too, yeah.
Well, yellow, you know, is lemon, so Jason won't like that one for sure.
Yeah. It could be banana.
It could be banana.
That would be
equally
gross.
Either one he doesn't like.
Yeah.
Jason just doesn't like yellow things.
Yellow foods, yeah, probably not. Like, I don't mind them in their raw form. Like, I'll eat a banana, and I'll put, like, lemon on, like, cooked
yeah,
food.
Fish or
but I don't like lemon baked goods.
Yeah.
I forget where it is. The place we go, we get calamari sometimes, and they just throw everything in the deep fryer, like peppers and obviously the calamari, but also lemon slices.
Really? I wouldn't do that.
Deep fried
Not
lemon?
What you'd think. It's better than you'd think because it tames the lemon taste.
Probably ruins their oil.
I don't know.
Must go through a lot of oil.
Maybe. Just saying. I've eaten like lemon, deep fried lemon slices.
Really?
Anyway.
With the skin on them?
Yeah, everything.
You just eat the rind.
Where is the savage restaurant?
Yeah, you deep fried rind? Who wants that?
That's pretty good. The whole thing, I was like surprised. Unless I'm not supposed to be eating these lemon, but why would they batter them and throw them in?
Yeah,
that
is a good point.
That is strange.
They're supposed to be eaten.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Is it crazy?
I think I might rather eat crayons than battered lemon slices.
Yeah, it's not something I would order. Like if it was on the menu, hey, would you like this little pre-basket of lemon, deep-fried lemon slices? I'd probably, but they deep-fry everything, man.
Oh, yeah. Deep-fry ice cream.
Pickles.
Which is wild. Those are very popular.
Pickles, they always seem like a good idea to you get them. And you're like, these aren't great. Like they're okay.
So hot.
Yeah, always like. Burn your mouth.
There's so much water in them. That's temperature of the stomach.
But if you wait till they cool down, they're not crispy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them.
I pass on them.
Yeah.
Again, right, maybe rather eat crayons than those two.
Gotta be Crayola though, right? Did you say it's gotta be?
Yeah, that's the only crayon. What other crayon is it? Is there another crayon?
Just
besides
knock
Crayola?
Off no
like
names.
Like dollar store crayons and lead in them and stuff. You don't want to eat those.
No. If you're gonna eat the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's interesting.
Hey, well, it's just,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris,
they look tasty. The kid looked really into it.
They do,
yeah.
Like those markers that used to smell. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had to really stop from like trying to eat those. I just would smell them.
Yeah.
I used to come home with like a little circle of marker on my nostril.
Oh, yeah.
What was your... I'd be like, well, you huffing again?
Flavor of choice.
Purple, usually.
Yeah,
purple.
Yeah,
purple.
Yeah.
Those were good ones. Yeah. The black was awful.
Yeah.
Licorice. Is there nothing else in...
Not really.
The black
just
food?
Char.
Cajun?
Yeah. Whoa!
Heroin?
Yeah.
Heroin is black?
Black tar heroin.
Oh, right. Okay, well.
Probably not a marker for kids.
Trying to jam the marker into your vein. Yeah, yeah. Might cause a scene.
All right. Don't eat crayons. A circle is a shape. It goes around
and around. Guys.
Yes, Chris.
I don't know if you know. I think you might know. This is a spot in the show. We each share a story that we got our attention. Mine has to do with the song of the day.
Oh, okay.
Because the world tour is back, and it's the biggest one we've ever done by far. So we just want to make sure we get the word out there. So you're listening for AC/DC Back in Black today. When you hear that song, text WIN to 762-555, and you could be going to Wembley Stadium. Yep, the one in England, to see AC/DC.
Wow.
So
it's a pretty sweet trip.
Yeah. All you got to do is hear the song and text WIN when you hear it. All right, to 762-555. But that'd be it. To go to London and to see AC/DC.
Yeah, like, I mean, what a trip.
Ridiculous. So keep listening for that song. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
All right. Okay.
So they had some, a little bit of weather in Nebraska.
Oh, did they? Yeah, that thing was crazy.
Tornadoes and things like that, and a lot of destruction.
Oh.
One fella got lucky, and he says that hot dogs saved his life.
You know, I was at the gas station getting hot dogs, and it saved my life. So hot dogs saved my life. You know, count your blessings. Be glad there's no fatalities in the neighborhood, I heard, and family's safe. Stuff can be replaced, but family's everything.
So when these tornadoes were coming, he thought, I have a hankering for some hot dogs. He left his house, went to get the hot dogs. Tornado came, destroyed his house while he was out getting hot dogs. So literally, hot dogs saved his life.
I don't know the percentage of hot dogs ending your life to hot dogs saving your life, but I would assume it's much heavier on the ending your life.
Yeah, because people get excited when they eat hot dogs, and sometimes they choke on them, right?
And just the clogs. If you eat enough of them, you clog up your heart and stuff like that.
That's true, too.
So, I mean, maybe this is the beginning of a hot dog redemption story.
Mm-hmm. Where hot dogs are fine if you don't eat too many of them and you make sure to masticate properly, then you're fine.
Sorry?
Chew them.
Oh.
I had a couple of pork missiles last night. Mm-hmm.
There you go. They save your life.
Masticated perfectly.
Is your pork missile consumption on the way to improving your life or ending it?
Well, what's two a week?
That's probably fine.
Two hot dogs a week? Like a lot of hot dogs in a week.
Two hot dogs?
I don't eat two hot dogs a week.
So when you have a hot dog?
I'm not even gonna lie, two hot dogs maybe every 4 months.
Yeah, maybe less than that for me.
Like you go, like we have a barbecue after hockey.
Right.
There's pork missiles on the grill. Two hot dogs? You've never eaten two hot dogs in a serving?
Of course, I have.
Where are you having this barbecue after hockey?
Parking lot.
What? Sorry, I've never been involved with a team that did full barbecue men's league hockey every week.
Happens with baseball a lot.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of downtime in baseball.
I played all these sports as children, so maybe that's... As a grown-up, I'm not used to full barbecue in the parking lot after every game.
Yeah, I've never had a barbecue in the parking lot after hockey.
It's crazy. It's a little portable grill. Yeah.
That's still
a portable grill, a cooler.
After soccer, I'm used to.
Yeah, you have a bevy in the parking lot. I'm used to that.
Yeah, for sure. After soccer, we'd have like a bevy and maybe some pass around some chips, something like that. But we never really fired up the grill after that.
I don't have friends, so I mean, I don't know these things.
Maybe we can get you into a sport or something. You don't have to play. You can coach if you want.
No, I would like to play.
Maybe be in charge of the grill.
Be the grillman.
Just the grillman?
Yeah, you'd be
the grillman.
All right. Jay, what do you got?
Well, NFL draft was this past weekend.
Okay.
A lot of great things came out of it. The Bills, their first pick in the draft is amazing. He was talking about how where he got his jacket on sale and stuff like that.
He's just an entertaining character.
Okay. But the one that's making the most rounds is Xavier Leggett.
Okay.
Drafted by the Carolina Panthers. So I'm going to play it. And when I saw it on video, there was like subtitles.
Oh.
But maybe people hearing it for the first time won't have a damn clue what this young man is saying. Yeah.
So you woke up a Carolina Panther this morning. Did you have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Oh, no, man. I woke up ready, man. I got a call right after I got jealous that he was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
I missed the middle part.
That is some southern drawl, boy.
I knew he said he was going to be ready because someone's coming to pick him up. But the in between, oh no, and I'm going to be ready, I lost a bit of that in there.
Okay.
Play again.
A little bit.
Oh no, man. I woke up ready, man. I got a
woke up ready, man.
And I woke up ready, man. I got a call right after I got.
I got a call right after I got drafted.
Okay.
Right after I got drafted, he was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
I'm going to be ready.
That is pure joy in a person's voice.
God. He's ecstatic.
Like you can, that's a voice where you can hear him smiling.
Yes.
His whole body is smiling. I'm happy for him.
Every clip, because I saw a couple of clips of him, because he's become a little bit of like a
viral guy.
He's always like ear to ear smiling. Oh. He's having a good time.
Yeah,
he is.
Seems like he's a nice
ready.
Guy.
He's ready.
Get yourself a little bit.
Oh no, man! I woke up ready, man. I got a call right after I got jailed. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm gonna be ready.
Like that's try talking while smiling yourself all the time. Like you're gonna talk kind of, and then you add the southern drawl.
I've never heard "ready" said so.
Ready.
Like it's like
he's ready.
He was ready. It's the red. The red is the heavy. I don't know. This is an interesting. Never heard it said that way.
I like the NFL draft for this fact that, like, you watch the NHL draft, every parent there is loaded. Had to be, like, super rich to put their kids through hockey. Like, NFL draft, like, some of these players are changing the course of their family for generations.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? And the pure joy and the tears, like, the true tears that the parents have worked
it's
to put
literally
their kids
winning through. The lottery. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. No, obviously, it's a lot more work than just buying a skill, ticket and the amount of effort put into it. But, it's a ticket.
Yeah.
It's a life changer for families. Like, you know, if they succeed, they can make it literally generational.
Yeah.
Like, for, it's nuts. Oh,
it's a good thing he's ready.
He's ready. In the morning, I told him I'm going to be ready.
Yeah. He's
right. I want that guy on my team.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hey, that's it for this round of Circle Time. But we got a couple more rounds coming up. We got Dougie's on the way, too. We're Shea 106.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
Leave us a message 24 hours a day, 216-384-9 or 216-Dougie. We amplify and pump it out to the city and to the world. Jamie, what do you got?
Oh, a fellow with a random fact here, which I've always kind of... Never mind.
Just listening to random fact. You cannot fold a piece of paper more than 8 times.
They say you can't fold a piece of paper more than 8 times. But like...
Well, what size of paper?
Right. Like, I have a hard time believing. Again, I ain't no doctor. I have a hard time believing if you had... Like a square piece of paper the size of,
but it's folded in half more than 8 times. It's not just folded 8 times.
No, I know that.
Like you have to keep,
folded
but like in if half. You get a big enough piece of paper, you'd think you'd be able to do it.
I don't know. I'm no math.
I mean, you could try, I suppose.
I never tried with anything over like a regular. I tried it the first time I heard it, and then I was like,
it's hard.
I couldn't even get it to like 6 times. Or
anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, fella.
Hey, you know. Facts are facts.
Yeah. We got a call from our pal Croptober here.
Ah, okay.
About condiments.
40 years I've been eating hamburgers. And just this weekend, I realized I've been putting my ketchup and relish on wrong the whole time. I usually just squirt the ketchup all over the top of the bun.
Well, that's
terrible.
Squirt
the bun on. And then everything falls out of the sides. Well, boys, just put a glob in the middle of everything. Push down on your bun, and everything just gets to the edge. No spillage. Mind blown. Anyways, I must be an idiot for that one.
Well, I mean, I like Croptober. He's still doing it wrong because he's putting relish on his burger.
Oh,
yeah. Which is gross.
Unless it's a dill relish.
Dill relish is fine. Sweet relish. It should just be taken off
the
shelf.
Like the classic relish that comes in the 3-pack you don't like?
No, it's disgusting.
You need to gather it all up and fire it into the sun.
I don't know. I'm not a relish.
Do you like sweet pickles?
I used to, I don't mind sweet pickles.
Like, sweet.
Like just out of the jar. Is that the one that comes with like the cauliflower in it?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I don't mind those. No.
If I were to eat a pickle on its own, that would be the pickle I would choose.
Eh?
But I'm not a big pickle guy.
The mouth of a child.
Either.
But it took this man decades
40 years.
To figure out. Just to put enough ketchup on top so it doesn't flow over the edges of your burger?
And to put it in the middle, not all over.
Well, it depends. You can put it all over if you just put like a thin spiral.
That's right,
if you have if you're going to put a glop, then you got to put it, obviously in the middle. And that like I probably figured that at like age 7. I mean, I don't want to be.
We like Croptober.
I like Croptober a lot, but that's. No,
he did
like,
say
how
something.
High are you eating your burger, sir? Because that's been something you figured out decades ago.
He did say something here, though. He's like,
I've been putting my ketchup and relish on wrong the whole time. I usually just squirt the ketchup all over the top of the bun.
Then I thought that. I'm like, well, that's totally backwards. Imagine putting it on top of the bun.
Yeah, that's
imagine how messy that would be.
He meant the top
I think
of the
he meant the underside.
The underside of the bun.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Just putting his condiments on top of his burger.
Should go and do like a barbecue or something and seeing someone put ketchup on top of their bun and then pick it up with their bare hands.
I'd be looking for a couple of guys in hospital outfits chasing him. If someone behaved that way. I'm like, what is happening here? What is going on? This man is a lunatic.
That would be crazy.
And pickles and tomatoes, everything on top.
Onions on top of the bun.
Oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
This is so messy. Why do people eat this?
Jeez. Anyway, that's all it for now.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right, and you'll win $500 in free fuel from CAA and Shell.
Auto. What?
On the Pigs and Bar Show.
Let's get our contestant over, Jamie. Jamie's calling.
Hopefully they answer. Because they did text us.
Yeah. You so would be surprised.
It would be odd if they didn't answer. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Jim.
Hey, Tim.
Jim.
Jim? Jim or Tim?
Jim.
Jimmy Jim. Are you ready to roll?
I'm ready to rock, man.
Okay, turn your radio down, Jim.
You'll have 30 seconds to answer 5 questions. You can pass them back, but your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board that could win you, well, that will win you $500 in fuel, courtesy of CAA and Shell. And by the way, CAA members save 3 cents a liter at Shell.
Yes.
All right. Jiminy Jim.
All right, Jim, your questions. Your time will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. Where are the Coyotes of the NHL moving to?
Utah.
What American comedian and actor whose popular show had his name in it turns 70 today?
I don't know.
Who was the first pitcher to strike out 20 batters in a single game?
That's a real good question.
What former pot-smoking, bandana-wearing country singer turns 91 today?
Jiminy.
You can just pass their job.
What Seinfeld character would be worse to have over for a beer, George or Newman?
George.
All right, let's go over your answers. What Seinfeld character would be worse to have over for a beer, George or Newman? You said George. That's the answer here. I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Can't stand George.
Newman is only a problem for Jerry.
Yeah.
Really a problem
other people
else.
Seem to like him.
Yeah, he seems fine.
It's weird that I don't like George because George is based on Larry David, and I really enjoy Kirk
Your
Enthusiasm.
Larry David.
I think it's just the actor. Never liked Jason Alexander. What former pot-smoking, bandana-wearing country singer turns 91 today? You had no idea. It's Willie Nelson.
I kept thinking Woody. Yeah, but I couldn't get the last
one. Woody Nelson. Woody. That's his brother.
Yeah, Woody Nelson. That's his Willie's brother.
Yeah, for sure. Who was the first pitcher to strike out 20 batters in a single game? You had no idea. Sorry. I wouldn't know either. Roger Clemens was the guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What American comedian and actor whose popular show had his name in it turned 70 today? You also had no idea. Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, that's Seinfeld. 70.
Hence the opinion. I was hoping he'd get that, and then it'd be all wrapped up in a nice little package.
And where are the Coyotes of the NHL moving to? You said Utah, which is technically correct, but it should have been Salt Lake City, which is in Utah.
Salt Lake City. We'll give it to him. Yeah, you can have it.
Jim, no fuel for you.
No fuel for Jim.
That's really good, guys?
Yeah.
Seem like a nice fellow, though, and we hope you have a great day, okay?
All right, man.
All right, Jim.
Yeah, bud.
Jimbo. That was a good one, Jason.
I didn't hear it because he was yelling.
He said, no fuel for you.
Oh, that was a good
Seinfeld
one. I heard that one, yeah. The soup Nazi.
Mm. Yeah.
It's from Seinfeld. Jason doesn't make soup and believe in old German ideology.
No,
it's
I
a character. Not. If you don't know Seinfeld, it's a character.
Yes.
Yeah. I suppose we need to explain that.
Yeah,
isn't that great? Yeah.
Probably.
There is a whole generation where you'd have to explain who the soup Nazi is.
That's right.
You're right.
Jason does what?
No, you misunderstood. People typing out complaints feverishly.
Right. Yeah.
They were talking about Nazis this morning, and they were making fun.
No. We'll get one. Oh, for sure we will. It's fine.
We still didn't listen to this part of the conversation at all yet.
No. Guys.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Have you ever, been shopping at, I don't know, American Eagle looking for a new pair of denim, and you've been like, man, I wish these jeans had a pee stain on them?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, there are some folks that were looking for that.
Okay.
Because they sold out. A circle is a shape, it goes around and around. Spot in the show, we each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Jason, you want to go first?
Sure. Do you guys want to know how to not die as soon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, they did a study, and it's something easy that you can do. You just need to take the stairs regularly. It says can lower your risk of an early death by 24%.
A quarter.
That's a big number.
That is a big number.
You know, it's not like by 2% or something.
Why the stairs or just active?
They say it's more active.
But they say take the stairs because it's easier rather than take the elevator wherever you work. We don't have an elevator here, so I take the stairs.
We only get up.
Well, that's just one story. Well, two flights, really.
Yeah, I guess.
There's a little flight, then a landing, then a flight.
We usually do our daily walkabout.
Yeah.
Halfway through the show, we go for a walk to stretch, and I mean, we usually do the stairs then, too.
It was a good study. They looked at the health records of just about 500,000 people.
Wow.
And they did find the ones who took the stairs or were more active had a less chance of dying early.
Well, it's a problem. Like some people, will go a day without taking 2,000 steps.
Really, eh?
Which is
during the pandemic, I was like that. I did that a few days.
A couple times, sure.
Where I was like, I only walked 300 steps today.
Yeah.
And it's bad.
Yeah. No, it's pretty, I mean, if you got a job right at a desk all day and...
Yeah. Could be tough.
You know, you're tired even from doing that, and you get home and you don't want to do anything. My son will never allow that to happen, so I don't have that problem.
You're not going to die an early death?
Yeah, well...
Told you.
Not from that, anyway.
Jamie, what do you got?
Well, cyber crime and cyber attacks, big problem, right?
Yep.
A lot of people being hacked or big companies. There was one in Western Canada just recently, London Drugs, big cyber attack.
Oh, yeah.
So people's info stuff. So in the UK, they have banned two passwords.
Oh, okay.
The classic admin is now banned. Because how many times
all these password software have updated so that you can't use admin as your password?
Yes.
And so is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is the other one.
What about password?
No password has not, well, on at least in this latest thing, has
just
not.
Just admin and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
All right. Well, admin is not one that would jump to my mind for some reason.
No.
Unless you're in admin, why would the password be admin?
Like user, I would think. Like username
user
is user, and then password user.
Or password.
Yeah.
Or user password.
Yeah. They're not banned? Just the admin one
just
and
admin
the numbers.
Just admin and what is it called?
All right. Well, good start, I guess.
Last year they banned, or the most common, passwords in the UK last year were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
And password. Which is crazy.
That's the best. Depends what it is. Like how
secure do you need your thing to be?
Like, you know, if it's a recipe website I'm going on for some reason, or, you know, some ridiculous thing that doesn't need security, why would I ever put any thought into the password? And it's just annoying. It's just a step that's annoying on the way to getting.
Yeah.
But
I like when it says.
The other thing they should do is ban people from using their birthdays.
Yeah.
They should tell, like, it should ask you what your birthday is before, and then when you put your password in, it should let you use your birthday
number.
That's true. Because so many people just put in their birthdays.
Find out a lot from you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. How much is is $800 too much for jeans for you guys? Like, would you drop $800 in a pair of jeans?
Yeah, I don't know if I've spent $800 in jeans in my life.
That is $740 more than my max spend on jeans.
Yes. Okay. That's my first question. Second question is, what would you spend then on a pair of jeans that had a pee stain on them?
I just wouldn't buy them.
Zero.
You wouldn't do that, eh?
No.
Because there's a designer clothing brand in the UK called Jordan Luca.
Okay.
And they debuted a pre-stained jean that looks like pee stains. The whole front crotch area. I sent you guys the picture if you want to look at it. But
what?
They made their runway debut last fall and immediately sold out. Like the second they hit their website, they sold out for $810 a pair for pee stains.
Like, I know they're selling, like, shoes now that look like they've been worn to an outdoor, like, festival or a concert. Like, white shoes that look dirty and stuff. Like, that's new. You can get those at, like, the Bay.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like someone has put their shoes on display, but they're new. But this is too far. Like, who wants to walk around with pee?
It's not actual pee,
no.
Right?
No, it's just a stained look. Okay. But to be fair, the stain's a bit high. It's a bit high.
Like you're doing a handstand and peed yourself?
Yeah, or lying on your stomach and it just came straight out. Because if you would pee yourself,
it would go down the inside.
It would go down the inside of the thighs and the legs. Yes. Not that I know from experience.
It's more like, I'm looking at the picture now, it's more like if you were washing dishes and you are a very tall person and you splash dishwater
on
your
crotch.
Yeah,
a lot of dishwasher in your crotch. But still, it's in the area of the crotch and it's stained and they're selling it for $800. And the rest of it's just a basic light wash jean. Like, there's nothing to it.
You know?
But you know.
If people are dumb enough to keep buying them, which they are, you say they sold out.
Pro
then
tip.
They'll keep making them.
Just go to Walmart, buy some cheap jeans, and pee them yourself.
There you go.
And then it's your own pee.
Job done.
It's your own pee.
Not a stranger's pee.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie had to sit in his shorts covered with his own pee once. That was
and stranger's pee.
Yeah. Oh, that was stranger's pee.
It was stranger's pee.
It was.
We were doing a.
He didn't have to bring it.
We were doing an outdoor.
That sucked.
Remote at a like a festival kind
that
of thing.
Sucked.
And Jamie had to go to the bathroom. And when he was wearing shorts, and when he went into the public bathroom area as he doffed his short pants, they sat in a stranger's pee that was underneath the toilet. And when he pulled them up, it was touching the back of his legs. And it's one of the favorite pictures that I have in my life is Jamie's expression with pee shorts.
He came back the saddest I've ever seen Jamie ever. So sad. And we were getting a key to the city, and he just had pee some other...
on my tan shorts. I just wanted to go home. Isn't that what I said? I just wanted to go
home.
You
did. You said, I just want to go home. Yeah. And we're like,
because it was fairly early, and the sun was coming up, and it's that weird warm sun. There's like pee on the back of my knees the whole
cold
time.
Cold stranger's pee on your leg.
Yeah.
It was one of my Chris and I's favorite days. It was one of your worst.
Yeah. I didn't like that day.
As you can tell from Chris's laughter, it still gets him. It's still getting him right now. Yeah. And that happened like almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah, laugh it up.
Anyway. I guess that's it for Circle Time.
I was upset. Yeah, that's it for Circle Time.
Pee.
So I was sad. I will agree with you. I was very sad.
Hey, it's time to copy and paste it.
It's where we ask Jamie, we give Jamie three impressions with about 30 seconds prep. And you have to guess a contestant who we have on the phone already. Has to guess all three.
It's Gary on the phone.
Hey, Gary. Gary.
Hey. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary. Hey, Gary.
On the phone.
Hey, Gary.
No.
All right. Well,
it says he's still there, but.
Hey, Gary. Sorry, Gary.
All right. We'll have to drop that call.
Okay. 750-1061.
Ooh, this will be exciting.
Yeah. No, mystery guest.
It's a race.
Jamie's going to do the impressions for 30 seconds each, and you have to get them.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hey, good morning, Shay. How you guys doing?
We're good. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, do you know what you have to do?
I do.
Okay. All right, so Jamie will start his first impression, and you try to figure out who it is.
All right, here we go. Right. What's the deal with AC/DC's world tour?
Are you Seinfeld?
Oh, yes, wow. Very good.
Number two.
Do all the girls I've loved before.
You can't just sing the song.
I can't.
I guess you can.
Give me a bandana and some marijuana.
Frank Sinatra.
No, not Frank Sinatra.
Frank had long hair, beard, and liked weed a lot.
I'm a hippie.
Country singer
guy.
He's friends with Snoop Dogg.
Willie Nelson.
Yes.
Good. Last one.
Ah, yeah, what's going on?
who do you think that is?
Godfrey.
Who?
I think his name is Gilbert Godfrey.
No, Gilbert Godfrey. He's more like this.
Yeah, they're similar. No, this is a singer. We'll give you a hint.
It's a singer. Oh, my gosh.
Emmanuel!
Why is he having that accent?
You got a car!
Big World Tour.
Yes, the guy from ACDC.
I'll give it to you.
Right. Good job. You win.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, you gave her. You gave her, James.
Yeah,
you,
thanks.
You committed.
I thought my Willie was all right.
Yeah, it was bad. He just didn't
to
know
all the girls I've loved before.
Yeah, that bad. Yeah, I don't know why you're shaking your jaw. Because he warbles.
He warbles.
He does warble a lot.
But. Maybe I didn't love you.
He likes weed, not cocaine.
Yeah. Getting the gurns.
You got $100 in Lotto 649. With our card, Gold Ball is worth $40 million,
my
friend.
Wow.
So nice.
Well, you only get 37 because you got to give us one each, okay?
Hey, all good.
Deal.
All right.
Hang on.
All right. James, man.
Wow.
Spot on today.
Always bring it with no warm-up or nothing.
Yeah.
It's impressive. You don't impress me often, but...
thank you.
Copy and paste is definitely...
Oh, wow. Thanks, Chris.
It's a skill you have.
Means a lot coming from you.
I imagine.
Yeah.
I praise.
What a thrill.
Hey, you guys ever get in a fight over pigs?
What?
No.
Huh?
Animals?
Ever just scrap over pigs?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Yes, the animals.
Oh, okay.
All right. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Spot on the show. We each bring something to the table and share. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
A little station business, but we got to talk about it a ton because it's brand new, but the World Tour is back. Stop number 11. This one is the biggest one we've ever done. Not even close. To see AC/DC in London at Wembley is what's on the line. So you're listening for the song of the day. Today it's Back in Black, courtesy of course, AC/DC. So when you hear it, text WIN to 762-555, and you qualify instantly to go see them in London. All right, Jason, what do you got?
Well, this comes from the lovely state of Vermont. Police got a call about a bunch of pigs blocking the road. And so they're like, oh, I guess we better go deal with those pigs.
They called themselves?
Rude.
Wow. Just a
rude.
Joke.
It's just but a then, joke. On their way to this Jeez. Event, they started receiving multiple calls about two men fighting in amongst all these pigs.
Okay.
Why are people fighting around pigs?
Well, it turns out that 37-year-old Ty Morrison and 57-year-old Michael Sear got in an argument about these pigs.
Sear!
But neither of them owned the pigs.
What?
Neither of them managed the pigs. They were just witness to the pigs, and I guess they started arguing, and then it came to blows. They were fighting each other.
Amongst the pigs.
Yes.
Pigs have managers? I guess it would be whoever's in charge
who's
of them.
Like right? The farmer, generally.
I had a pig incident once.
Okay.
I was driving on a side road here just north of Greeley there.
Yeah.
One of the back roads, and there's a whole bunch of pigs, baby pigs running around the road.
Did you get out and fight somebody?
No. Well, almost. Not fight. I just got out and went to the house where I assumed the pigs were from because they had, like, gates everywhere and stuff, and the guy was really rude to me.
Did you go ham on him?
No, I didn't. This old fella, shirtless, opened the door and was like, and I'm like, your pig's over the street. Yeah, God damn it. I was like,
All right. He was mad that the pigs were
I know. Yeah, but I mean, like, no thank you. Like, brushed right by him. Almost knocked him out of his porch to run after his...
Nearly had some fisticuffs with him.
Wow, I mean...
Pig man.
Yeah, shirtless, shoeless. Shirtless and shoeless. Wow. Chasing really? Pigs down the road, yeah.
Just ran out into the street.
Little did he know you were going to swine about it on the radio.
That was
you know,
bad.
Some of them are
that
good.
Wasn't bad.
Some of them are good.
That was,
like, go ham
bad.
On him was good. Swine about it is not a good... That wasn't your best. I got to be honest.
Get the pork out of here.
It's terrible.
What does that even mean?
Nothing.
What does that even mean?
Nothing means nothing.
All right. What do you got?
A local story here. A fella went to a restaurant, got poor service, and left a bad Google review. Okay. That happens.
Sure.
So this
happens.
Is in town.
This is in town, yeah. Right. Now, he received a calendar invite on Google from the restaurant owner.
Oh, yeah. Like to give him another meal that's better?
No.
Oh.
I gotta let him tell it.
Okay.
I left a negative Google review for this restaurant, and now the owner wants to fight me this Friday. And how do I know that? Well, he sent me a Google calendar invite for this Friday called Parking Lot Beatdown Session. And the description of the event? Parking lot. Food will be served. Knuckle sandwiches. How do you work at a restaurant and misspell the word sandwiches?
He spelled it with, like, as if it was witches.
All like at Halloween.
Witches. Yeah. Witches.
Sandwiches.
Witches.
Right. So you get a Google calendar thing, parking lot beat down. You've even been invited because you left a negative Google review.
I totally forget you can send people like calendar invites to things. I'm going to start making up dumb ones and sending people.
That's a great idea. Let's do it.
Well, hey, you want to complain about folks, you better be able to handle, you know.
Or
be able to back up those complaints.
Should it be, though? Like, should you have to fight when you give a negative review when you get bad food or service?
Some people.
Yeah.
The spoiled customers who just give bad reviews to be jerks when they're the actual jerks.
That's true.
This guy didn't seem like he gave a bad review to be a jerk.
No. But I left a negative Google review for this restaurant, and now the owner wants to fight me this Friday. And how do I know that? Well, he sent me a Google Calendar invite for this Friday called Parking Lot Beatdown Session.
Great. That is a great title.
Also, no violence.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to go, I would assume.
I hope he declined the invite.
Yeah, I assume he's not going to show up.
No, you say yes and then don't show up. So this guy's out in the parking lot already. He's got his knuckles taped.
They're riling up all his buddies all
day. Yeah, yeah.
It's going down, parking lot. Then he writes another review.
Yeah. Owner tried to fight. He scheduled a fight.
You go fight, whoop his ass, and then write a review about the fight after. Yeah.
Not a great fighter.
No.
Anyway, that's great. I like all of that.
Every piece of it's fantastic.
I left a negative Google review for this restaurant, and now the owner wants to fight me this Friday.
Probably not going to go out and work. I mean, I don't see that business lasting. No. You're challenging everybody to fight, so you don't like your food. We got some Dougies coming up. You want to reach us? 216-3849-216-Dougie.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
What was that?
It's clearing my throat. Hiccups.
All right. You want to reach us anytime you want, 216-349 or 216-Dougie. Leave us a message. We pump it out to the world on this thing called the radio and the internet. And everyone will hear what you got to say, like this one right here.
Hey, this one's for Jamie.
Uh-huh.
So me and my girlfriend were just sitting here eating some O'Driscoll's blackberries. And have you ever noticed? They kind of taste like bananas when you're done chewing them. Anyway, goodbye.
The blackberries?
It's just like bananas when you're done chewing them? I haven't had that experience.
I wouldn't eat them if they did. I'm not a nanner guy. I wouldn't eat them.
It's just crazy to me. I don't know. I love nanners.
Like, I don't hate banana bread.
I do.
I don't like when there's, like, goop in it. But I just mean the flavor. Like, the flavor, I don't know, but
it's not. We're not talking about bread. You're talking about how blackberries taste like bananas when you're done chewing them. I disagree. I don't eat a lot of blackberries, but the ones I have, I was never like, that tastes like a banana.
Maybe they ate something else that affected their taste buds. Mm.
I went through a pretty big blackberry phase for the last 3 months.
Yeah.
You were into blackberries for a while?
Blackberries. They're great.
So were the phones. So were the phones back in the day.
They were great.
Yeah.
I loved my blackberry bold.
I missed the buttons so much. The type so much faster.
It's probably so harder to type on now, though. It's probably way too small.
Maybe.
Even though it's the same size as it always was.
I'm getting more and more to dictating text and stuff now. I made fun of somebody we work with for doing it, and I now love it.
Oh, like speaking?
Yeah, just because you hit the little mic button and you just say what you want and it sends a text. It's so much easier than sitting there and typing all this stupid with your touchscreen, big fat fingers I got. Like, it's, I don't know.
Hey.
I don't mind it. Like, you look like a crazy person because you're just, like, talking on your phone. But it's,
I'm doing it for...
What do you mean? That's what all phones are for.
Yeah.
But you feel weird. That guy looks crazy talking.
You're just, like, looking at it.
Yeah,
like, not at your ear. You're just looking at it.
You're one of the dinner plate... I hate the dinner plate talkers. I hate those guys. You know, walk around talking on their cell phone like this?
With all it on time. Speaker?
Have it on speaker.
So you can hear their conversation?
I can't stand them. I feel like one of them when I'm dictating a text. I don't know why, because that's how I do it.
Yeah.
I'll be home in 45 minutes. Bringing chicken and beans. Love you. Like,
the way you're holding it.
Yeah, the way you hold it. I can't just do it like this for some reason. You gotta hold it like
that. Gotta hold it in front of you. Make sure you get right in the microphone, right?
You're right. Because you speak in the microphone whenever you talk on the phone.
Yeah. And it works fine.
It works fine. Well, but when you're recording something, why do you have to put it right
there? Spin it around here like an idiot.
Hey, yeah, I got your message. I'll be there shortly.
Yeah.
Talk soon.
That's funny.
Anyway. All right.
We have more.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. You were talking about how many desserts you would put in your pocket at a buffet before you felt guilty. I'm also guilty of this. I used to go to the casino quite a bit, and at the buffet, they had these delicious chocolate chip cookies. But I didn't feel guilty for, like, bringing a bag with me, like a look like a purse, and have it empty so I could stuff as many cookies in there as I could. Because in the long run, I'm paying dearly for those cookies. And when I see like 80-year-old women with 8 or 9 cookies stacked on their plate, I know that they're doing the same thing.
Must have been good cookies.
They must be to steal 8 or 9 of them.
But is she stealing?
Not stealing them.
Is she stealing?
The idea is you're supposed to eat them while you're there. That's the all you can eat buffet kind of thing. It's not all you can take in your purse and to go home with you.
It's true.
If she ate it there, ate it at home. Yeah.
I understand. Like,
yeah.
Like you don't get it to go. When you don't finish
I don't
your
feel
plate.
Bad for the casino either, but I don't blame. No. I don't blame the casino.
No, I don't say I'm spending enough money. No, you're gambling. Like you're choosing to go gambling.
They're making enough to afford the cookies, but yeah. I'm not mad at you though. If they were soft baked cookies, you'd
put them in your purse.
I would buy a purse just to put the cookies in.
Like a Mandarin, the little creme brulee tarts. I would take those home.
Get out of here. Creme brulee tart.
Or just creme brulee.
I don't even
brulee,
know what that is.
You don't know what a creme brulee is?
But I've never had them at Mandarin, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, you know them. You probably haven't had them. You're right. But you would know them to see
okay.
them.
Okay. I know what a creme brulee is.
Looks like burnt snot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyways.
If I was stealing anything from Mandarin, my pocket would be full of pito shrimp.
Yeah, pito shrimp for sure.
Shove a bunch of pitos in your pocket.
Yeah.
Pito shrimp's delicious.
What Jason Gress read for? Oh, pito in his pocket.
Yeah. What?
Shrimp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He stole some shrimp.
Yeah. You want to reach our Dougie line? It's 216-384-216-DOUGIE.
The Dougie line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555 and we'll send the number right to your phone.
All right. You have yourself a great day. It's going to rain again. Like it always does, but whatever. Like Jason said, it's good for the wildfires. So
that's right. Yeah.
Keeps those
and the flowers.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say?
Mm.
April flowers.
Nope.
Yeah, no one says that.
Nope. Try again.
Well, you know what they say?
Yeah.
April showers.
Right.
Bring May flowers.
You got it.
That's right. That's right. That's what they say.
Good God.
They also say AC/DC Back in Black is the song of the day, and you're listening for that. Text WIN to 762-555 to go see them in Wembley. So our podcast, iTunes, Spotify, every day, give us a listen. Anything else, gents?
I don't think so.
If you haven't put a calendar reminder in yet for the party on Saturday.
Oh, I thought you meant for
CP, for the parking lot beatdown session.
I left a negative Google review for this restaurant, and now the owner wants to fight me this Friday. And how do I know that? Well, he sent me a Google Calendar invite for this Friday called Parking Lot Beatdown Session.
Genius. How could you even be mad? Genius.
I love both sides of it.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad at anybody.
I really do. This jerk left a bad review. All right, beatdown.
Inviting him to a beatdown session.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Anyway.
Yeah. I guess enjoy the day. And Shay Stafe, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.